When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 340, an excerpt from the book Emergence, 7 Steps for Radical Life Change by Derek Rydall, and I'm Justin Mollick. I'll be your narrator for today, every day really, if you're a regular listener. And if you do listen regularly, thank you for subscribing to the show and coming back to optimize your life every day with me. Today's actually a little different. I have a book excerpt I'm going to be reading to you. The author is Derek Rydall. He has a super unique story, from being suicidal to being a monk to having a 7-figure global business. It's a really fascinating story, and his book Emergence hit number 1 on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for all books. It challenges our current self-help library, if you will, and he stresses how we aren't lacking anything and everything is already inside us. Really interesting and worth checking out. You can find the book in stores, Amazon, and you can check out the site at derekrydall.com, which is linked in the episode description. And with that preview out of the way, let's hear an excerpt from the book as we optimize your life. An excerpt from the book Emergence, 7 Steps for Radical Life Change by Derek Rydall. The seed, the soil, the roots, the fruits. While I'll be enlisting the help of other metaphors throughout this book to explain the principles and practices of emergence, I've chosen to expand on the oak more than others. I could have picked many other trees. In one sense, the principles underlying all growth, from seed to root to flower and fruit, mirror the emergence process, but it's tough to beat the elegance of the oak. The great oak starts as an acorn, a small seed that we'd never expect to be able to bring forth such a mighty expression, capable of living for generations and providing food, shade, shelter, and so much more to hundreds of other creatures. Yet packed inside that seed is the invisible pattern perfectly designed to become the oak. And not only one oak, but offspring that could become forests of oak spanning eons. Inside that almost minuscule piece of carbon material is an infinite, eternal potential. The same is true for you. Just as the acorn doesn't come here an empty shell and then set about making something of itself, neither were you designed for such a thing. The seed you started as already contained the material and mechanics of its fulfillment, and the fulfillment of everyone and everything that evolves from your life. Really think about the implications of that statement. Just as a single acorn contains endless forests, the seed of your being contains all the ideas, contributions, and impact your life will ever make, and the ripple effect your life has and will have on the world around you. All it takes is the right conditions for its emergence. As the acorn grows, the roots dig down into the dark soil, the detritus of all the things that have outlived their usefulness and fallen into decay. Working with nature rather than against it, using what exists rather than resisting it, the conditions are cultivated for its emergence. When we embrace all the dirt of our lives, tapping into the raw experiences we've been planted in, surrounded by, and sometimes nearly buried under, the process of emergence turns those dark, seemingly decayed parts into the nutrients that nourish new growth. We lose the struggle, judgment, and shame of a life spent trying to avoid, repress, or deny what is or has been, and transmute everything into something useful and supportive. We establish deep roots, bring forth rich fruits, and evolve the way nature intended. As the oak emerges, driving its roots deep and broad, its shoots rise up and out, reaching for the light. The deeper the roots go, the higher the branches can grow. The innate balance of nature understands that you can't have one without the other. If the tree strove for the light without grounding itself in the dark soil, it wouldn't be able to sustain its reach. A good drought would dry it out, a forest would burn it up, and a strong storm would topple it. Our human process of emergence is the same. When we ignore our roots and focus only on our reach, we lose our center of gravity and our source of sustenance. When we aren't grounded in a deeper place, in something that nourishes us beneath the surface of our busy lives, we become easily parched, burned out, and knocked down by the winds of change. But when we find our natural balance through the emergence process, we're able to reach higher and wider than our little acorn self had ever imagined, and often faster than expected. Just as the sapling has flushes, sudden growth spurts, sometimes several in a season, we too are capable of taking quantum leaps mentally, physically, spiritually, creatively, and in every other area of our life. The more rooted we are in the soil of our soul, the more connected we are with the seed of our true nature, and the more congruent we are between the two, the greater heights our life can scale. Finally, the oak matures, providing shade and shelter and seeding the world with new acorns that become new trees. As we emerge into our full potential and activate our deepest purpose, the gifts we share create and support an ecosystem that allows our world to evolve and thrive. This is the realization of the oak. It happens every time an acorn is allowed to emerge as nature had intended. When the conditions are right, nature always fulfills its promise. It can't do anything else. The acorn is whole, complete, and perfect in its acornness, in part because there's always an oak waiting under its cap. Not a pine tree, not an apple tree, but an oak tree every time. We know this to be true. We know it'd be foolish to believe that the acorn should become something else. We would never expect that an acorn, no matter how much pine tree training it went through, would ever become a Christmas tree. And we wouldn't want it to. Everything fulfills its function, which in turn supports everything else in an ever-expanding, self-sustaining system. This is also our realization as humans if we are left to our natural course. Alas, we rarely have that luxury. The collective consciousness of separation, limitation, and self-preservation has created a false sense of self and a deep disconnect from the seed of our true nature. Rather than clearing away the debris that has gathered over the place we were planted and cultivating the soil of our soul, we have become lost in an attempt to become something other than what we truly are. Fortunately, the metaphor of the oak, of any natural growing thing, holds true. As the acorn and its oakhood are perfect ideas that will always emerge when the conditions are right, so too will you. Please let that sink in. This is not just more new age gobbledygook, a feel-good affirmation, or an interesting theory. This is universal truth. There really is an underlying order we can lean on, depend on, and trust. We see it every day in nature all around us. It's an order that doesn't require us to make it happen, but as Michael Bernard Beckwith says, to make it welcome. The process of emergence brings you back to this solid ground upon which your life can finally blossom into its full potential. You just listened to an excerpt from the book titled Emergence, 7 Steps for Radical Life Change by Derek Rydall. Again, you can find his book on Amazon, where it has a ridiculous amount of 5-star ratings, and you can learn more at his website, which is simply his name, derekrydall.com, which I have linked in this episode's description, and also at oldpodcast.com. And speaking of books, I'll be giving away yet another book in just 4 days to a random person on my weekly email list. And that's where I give you an update on what's going on in my life, a little quote, a life tip, and more. It's free to join and really a nice way to show your support for this podcast. You'll be entered to win free books from me again. And the next one is a bonus happening this Saturday, and I'll hand pack it and mail it to you myself. You can join by entering your email address at oldpodcast.com, or you can text the word optimal to the number 44222, and that's a faster way to join. And I'll leave it there for today. Tomorrow, we'll hear a post from Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. It's been a while. Stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.